And I want to welcome you to the podcast for this week. On the I Want to Know More podcast this week, we're going to start off our study in 2 Samuel chapter number 17. And then we're going to go to Judges chapter number 6. 2 Samuel 17 and Judges chapter number 6. As we study easily the most difficult subject that I've ever contemplated preaching on, and that is the subject of suicide and what the Bible has to say about suicide. All right, 2 Samuel chapter number 17. 2 Samuel chapter number 17. We're going to begin reading down at verse number 23. 2 Samuel 17 and 23. The Bible says, "And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulcher of his father." All right. Like I say, I've been dreading this study because it is a deep study. We could spend a lot of time. I'm not planning on spending a huge amount of time on it, but suicide is rampant in the world for lots of different reasons. And we're going to go through a few of those as we study the Word of God. I'm not going to introduce the subject by talking about, you know, what is suicide and what's wrong with suicide. I'm not going to introduce it that way. We're going to see what the Bible has to say. Now, the Bible has seven accounts. Well, it has six accounts of seven suicides or assisted suicides. There are seven. The first of those accounts is the son of Gideon, the son of Jerubbaal, Abimelech, and his was an assisted suicide. Then we have Samson, and we know the story of Samson, but we're going to go into it in a little bit more detail. Samson committed suicide and took thousands of Philistines with him, including the lords of the Philistines. All the higher-ups were there. We're going to talk about that and some of the details behind that as well. Then there's the sad story of Saul and his armor-bearer. Saul being sore wounded and requesting his armor-bearer to slay him and to help him. And then his armor-bearer doing the same thing. Well, that's four. There's three more. The one we just started studying, Ahithophel's, that is number five. Then there is one of the shortest reigning kings of Israel during the time of the divided kingdom and just a little bit before the reign of Ahab, the immediate predecessor to Omri, a fellow by the name of Zimri. He committed suicide by burning the palace and while he was in it. Zimri. That makes six. And then, of course, the big one. The most infamous suicide in the whole Word of God found in the New Testament. And that is the suicide of Judas Iscariot. And what he did. Those are seven. Seven. Six in the Old Testament. Six being the number of the flesh. Seven being the number of completion. Because Judas's suicide completed a story arc of Judas Iscariot, which he just got deeper and deeper and deeper into sin, finally betraying Christ. And then he realized what he had done. And, well, there's a bunch of different theologies behind Judas. We'll spend probably way more time on Judas than the rest of them put together because his suicide was the one that that people have studied the most. So let's begin by going to Judges chapter number 6. Judges chapter number 6. Now, Judges chapter 6 is a really, really long chapter. It is. Judges 6 is a very long chapter. And we're not going to study the entire chapter. We're going to start down, way down at verse number 50. Before we get down there, I'll just give you a summary of who Abimelech was. You can study the full details, but it was Jerubbaal had a child by one of his maidservants. He had children by his wives, but this was a maidservant, not even a wife. And Abimelech was related to the men of Shechem. And so he went to Shechem and said, look, you wanted Jerubbaal to be king over you. How better would it be for one of your own blood to be king over you? And the men of Shechem anointed Abimelech king over Israel. This is the first king anointed over Israel. You say, wait a minute, I thought Saul was the first king. Saul was the first king that God anointed. And God did anoint him through Samuel, the prophet. But Abimelech was anointed by men, and he reigned about 3 years, according to the word of God. And his reign was brief, and it was tumultuous. And by the time the 3 years had gone around, the people that had gotten him in power were wishing they had never even heard of Abimelech. Abimelech was not a good king. He was not a good person. He was a vain fellow. He was not cut out for that job. And this was in Shechem. This is the same place that sister of Judah's or of Israel's children, Dinah, Israel's daughter, Dinah, Jacob's daughter. She came into Shechem, and the fella that was there, he took her and lay with her and essentially raped her because she wasn't very old. Bible is not clear exactly how old, but she wasn't very old. And this is where Simeon and Levi came, and they said, hey, this is fine, this is great, we'll make an alliance, but you need to be circumcised as we are. And they were glad to do that. And then Simeon and Levi came back in after the third day when they were really sore and not really able to do much of anything because of circumcision. And they proceeded to slay every man, and they slew everybody in the whole place of Shechem. Same city. Centrally located, a great location. And so in Shechem, Abimelech set up his kingdom. And it never amounted to anything to the point where you really can't call him the first king of Israel, even though the Bible says he reigned over Israel. It says that. But it was not God's anointed. Saul was. David was. And the Davidic line then went even further. But Abimelech, again, a vain fellow, he knew that the children of Jerubbaal with his wife, they would have a controversy with that. And he had all of them killed save one. And that one wasn't killed. He escaped, he hid, and he wasn't killed. And there were 70 of them, 70. And the Bible says 70 most of the places, but then one place it says 70. So it's not that they didn't know the number 70. It's just that 70 sounded more, I don't know, it sounded a little bit more pompous, I guess. The Bible records both numbers, but 70 is recorded. They did know the number, 70. They use that number in the book of Exodus, talking about the elders that Moses commissioned. And there's other places 70 is used in the Word of God. It's not that they didn't know the number. It's just that sometimes they wrote it 70, and sometimes they wrote it 70. So 70 sons, and Abimelech had them all killed. The Bible says he slew them. And so the Lord's going to get revenge on him. And here's when the revenge happens in verse number 50. Judges 6 and 50. Let's see what the Bible has to say about Abimelech's actions. Then went Abimelech to Thebez and encamped against Thebez and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all of the men and women and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and gat them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came into the tower and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man his armor-bearer, and said unto him, Draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young man thrust him through, and he died. All right. This is assisted suicide. This isn't direct. I don't know if it was Abimelech no longer could because of his injury, but he told his armor bearer, said, thrust me through. A woman cannot have been said to have killed Abimelech. Of course, that's exactly what happened. Now, how bad was he hurt? I don't know. She cast a piece of a millstone. Now, before you say, wow, that's a huge thing, the millstone being talked about here is not what you think of when you think of a gristmill millstone. I've seen a gristmill millstone. There's a headstone at one of the cemeteries that Macedonia is caretaker of. There's a millstone for, well, a pair of millstones for headstones at this particular grave. That person that the millstones marks owned the place the mill was, and it was something that had been in his family for many years. And they're huge. They're huge stones. I mean, gracious, I have no clue how much they would weigh, but they're massive. That's not what we're talking about here. The millstone of ancient Israel was a handheld thing. It was something you could pack up and carry with you so that you could take your grain and you could grind it wherever you went. And they were made with a wooden handle into the upper millstone, and then the nether millstone had a pin to where the upper millstone could rotate. And you poured grain into a hole up at the upper millstone, and it went out into the lower and came out around it as flour. And there's channels and such cut in the lower millstone to guide that flour into a certain place. And so each morning, the housewife or the husband, if there's no woman in the house, or if that's the way they've decided to divide up the labor, the husband might do the job, and maybe the wife is not able to grind with a millstone. It's very tiring work. It's backbreaking labor to grind out the flour each morning for the daily bread. So the millstone was used every day. The sound of the millstone, that was something that you knew a city was vibrant and active, because you'd get up in the morning and there'd be millstones grinding. You could hear them all over the city because everybody was up with their handheld millstone, maybe a foot, foot and a half in diameter, and they would grind their own grain every morning using that handheld millstone. So we're talking about something that a woman could easily carry and could easily be tossed out a window. Not one of these big millstones that's run with a water wheel or something similar. And I still remember the water wheel on the mill that was that those two millstones came out of. There used to be a flume, and there was a water wheel, and it ran, and it did. When I was a kid, I remember it pretty well down on Parker Creek. And so that's the same creek we baptize in. And so we baptize upstream of where that mill was. So she throws this millstone out to try to break his skull. And apparently she's pretty close to successful, but it doesn't knock him out. So I don't know how bad injured he really was. I don't know. But that was her intent, was to break his skull. And maybe he would have died, maybe he wouldn't have. The Bible is not exactly clear, But it hurt him bad enough to where he wasn't able to kill himself. And so he asked his armor bearer to do it. And it was done out of pride. The pride of not being known as being killed by a woman. Even though that's exactly what ended up happening. The story got out. And Abimelech was known as the man killed by the woman with the millstone from the tower. Would he have died? I don't know. But he had his armor bearer kill him, and so that's assisted suicide. Abimelech had the intent, and the armor bearer carried out Abimelech's intent. Now, the armor bearer may very well have been glad to see him go, but it wasn't the armor bearer's decision. The armor bearer didn't just raise up and say, "You're good for nothing now, so I'm just going to kill you." That would have been murder of some sort. There's different kinds of murder. There's premeditated, malicious killing, where premeditated means there's intent and planning. Now, intent is implied by premeditated, so you don't have to say premeditated and intentional. You don't have to say that. But premeditated means you thought about it ahead of time. There's also a class of murder that is intentional and malicious, but it was in the spur of the moment. Then there's other that is like a crime of passion, which is most of the time charged as voluntary manslaughter, where, yeah, you intended, it wasn't necessarily malicious. It was a crime of passion in the heat of the moment. And the penalties for that are less. There are penalties. You don't get off scot-free because crime of passion. And then there's involuntary, where you killed somebody, but it wasn't intentional and it wasn't malicious. Now, self-defense, by definition, is intentional. You don't kill somebody accidentally in self-defense. No. You're fearing for your life, and you intend to take that life. And that's self-defense. It is a form of murder. Self-defense is a form of murder. But it is justified because the other person had intent to kill, and the person that's defending themselves is in fear for their life. And so most laws allow that in the United States. There are some exceptions. Not all state laws are the same when it comes to that. Some states have a castle doctrine. Some states have stand your ground. It just depends on the state. You need to know the law of your own state before you even contemplate being able to defend yourself with deadly force. Because if you're not real careful, you can end up being charged and convicted for murder if you're not very careful. And so you need to know. That's why concealed carry classes are very, very useful and necessary. And so something that you need to be very careful about. So in the case of Abimelech, it's assisted suicide because of pride. He was too proud. He was too proud. And that is a source of suicides even today. People are too proud. They've gotten to a place where they're embarrassed to an extreme degree by the circumstances they have. And rather than continue their life with that embarrassment and shame, they would rather kill themselves and or have somebody kill them. Euthanasia, that is assisted suicide. And, you know, being in great pain is a special case of this. Being in great pain. Now, pain will cause you to do things you would not do normally. If you already have a terminal illness, well, Abimelech had what appeared to be a terminal illness. But because of his own pride, he says, "I don't want this woman to have taken my life. I want to take my life on my own terms." And so people with cancer, It's a tough thing. It's tough. Abimelech's decision was not a lightly taken one. It wasn't just he was just too proud and too haughty to say, no, a woman ain't going to be the one to kill me. There's more to it than that. There's something deeper than that. And the pride of life is at the core of that. And it's at the core of a lot of people's decisions to commit suicide in this day and age, from cancer, pain, other terminal illnesses. You're going to die anyway. Why not die on your own terms? Now, notably, the Bible does not make a judgment call here. I want to call that out. The Bible does not say this was evil. The Bible does not say this was a sin. The Bible leaves it because the Bible has already said, thou shalt not kill. The Bible's already said that. Does it say, thou shalt not kill someone else? Or does it just say, thou shalt not kill? Does that include yourself? Does that include killing yourself? I've heard it preached that suicide is the ultimate rejection of the will of God. And our next study, the study on Samson, we'll explore that in depth a little bit next week as the Lord leads. That'll be the topic for next week. Go ahead and be studying there in the book of Judges. You can find it pretty quickly. Go to the story of Samson and see how he died. And it's a much more difficult study than this one of Abimelech. This one of Abimelech's pretty straightforward. The pride of life. He couldn't stand to be killed by a woman, even though he was. Because even if the blow didn't kill him, the result of the blow did. He just, in pride, said, I'm going to do it on my terms. I'm going to take my life on my terms. She ain't going to be the one to have killed me. And that's what that's all about. All right. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast for this week. I Want to Know More is a podcast ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. You can correspond with me by writing to emailing broadcast@lamarowen.net. Again, that's broadcast@lamarowen.net. And until next time, see you again next week, the Lord willing, on the I Want to Know More podcast.